Hi, 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 Jo Warwick here, and today we're talking about sales strategy and the one that doesn't work. Now, let's make it clear, it's a sales strategy, or it's a method, because it's not really a sales strategy, that other people you've probably seen around tell you where you need to be, and usually those people are hugely wealthy, hugely successful, and they've got loads of money to put into it. And yet you're trying to do it yourself and it's just not working and it's draining you and it's tiring you. Now that method is putting yourself everywhere. Putting yourself everywhere, trying to be everywhere and for everyone is not a sales strategy and certainly not a sales strategy that works. And what I mean by that is trying to be on every social media platform, trying to do your podcast, trying to do your books. I've been there. I've done it. I followed that path. And my God, not only is it draining, it's overwhelming. But more importantly, you dilute your energy for manifesting. You're so busy trying to be in everybody's party that in fact, you're not present. Now, if you imagine this in the way that actually you were like, okay, so I need to get out there and I need to socialize. So I'm literally going to go to every party available every single night on the social scene, and maybe that's two or three parties every night, how quickly do you think you would burn out? How present could you be at the parties that you went to? Very quickly, you'd be exhausted, you wouldn't care, you didn't have any interest in the people you're talking to, you can't create real connections because you're so busy spreading yourself thin. However, for a lot of entrepreneurs, men and women who are people pleasers and, well, you know, that's a core factor of being an entrepreneur. You want to help people and yet it can fall into the negative because you're busy trying to be a people pleaser. You actually often don't realise that you're exhausting yourself because you're spreading yourself thin for other people. And you think you're doing it to grow your business, but in fact, you're using a method or a belief that is all about burnout, that all about spreading yourself thin, giving yourself away too much, etc. Now, by diluting yourself, you're diluting your value, you're diluting your energy, and you're not going to be potent and powerful for manifesting. And the key bit of working with the universe, with the law of attraction, is having a sales strategy that keeps you pumped up, turned on, tapped in, full of energy, so that you actually can receive what you want, because you cannot receive what you are not the vibration of. So if you want high vibe, high paying, awesome clients in your business, then you need to be high vibe, high value, full of energy, knowing your value to attract them in. You've got to be the frequency of that which you want to attract. So if you want to attract luxury, you need to see yourself as luxurious, treat yourself luxuriously, be in a luxurious energy. If you want to attract bargain basement, then you're doing the absolute right thing by burning yourself out, spreading yourself thin, and devaluing. So it comes down to choice. So for a successful business, whether you are online, bricks and mortar, it doesn't matter. No marketing sales strategy is ever done from the fact of let's chuck out as many ways that we can, you know, fish in the sea, spread ourselves thin and hope that something comes in. That is not a method to build any successful business and certainly not one that is 5, 6, 7 and above figures. So we have to get more focused and it's absolutely better, particularly if you're a small business, to start with one social media platform and build yourself there and then move to another one. Yeah. So you're most likely to focus heavily on one social media platform, utilize it for posts, utilize it for advertising. You might be able to link in, but you know, so Instagram is interlinked with Facebook, but you've got to have a core social media platform and then only do the things that actually fill you up and excite you. Yeah. There are some things, some methods in your sales strategy that just don't feed you. They don't excite you, they drain you. So there are some things that you won't enjoy. If you're someone who loves doing live videos, loves it, feels great about it, do it. If you're someone who loves, loves, loves doing podcasts and audios, do it. If you're someone who loves writing and you much prefer, do it, yeah? But don't do things that are then gonna tire you out. Your first job in having a clear sales strategy that works is bringing it back to having a one focus on what social media platform and what methods, ideally one, two, or three, no more, that are going to do it for you, that actually fill you up. Now, if you want to then say you're really good at videos, a technique then is to record your videos, high five, doing it, going live, blah, 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 download it, have somebody else cut it up, put it into snippets or convert it to transcription, and then you've got a blog post. Then it can be moved around. That's why you have a virtual assistant. And it's that step of going, I focus on the things I'm awesome at, and then I outsource to somebody else who can do the bits I can't. Yeah? You maybe could do them, but it's going to be a draining of your energy. It is better to hold your energy high value, potent, powerful, and keep a focused sales strategy. So this is going to require you to now check out what's been your marketing strategy, what's been your sales strategy. Are you diluting yourself, or are you focused to keep your energy high, your energy potent, to give a clear message to your audience so that you're attracting in the right people? You're not attracting in just anybody, but you're attracting in the right people. It doesn't matter what business you're in, doesn't matter what platform you're in, doesn't matter what you sell, exactly the same method is essential for a clear sales strategy. So utilizing what you've been learning on selling is easy. Now hone it in to make sure your sales strategy is matching that. Speak soon.